Brazen coyote attacks continue to frighten and frustrate local pet owners in Barrie. In another recent incident, one dog owner managed to save her pet's life from the jaws of a coyote just in the nick of time. With coyote mating season in full swing, they can be found moving about the parks and fringes of the city, foraging for food and in search of a mate. And with the current frigid cold spells brings a heightened appetite and a fight for survival beyond their natural boundaries. On December 15, at around 5 p.m., Julia Forster was aghast to find her small dog fighting for its life in the mouth of a coyote in her backyard near Sunnydale Park. "Our yard is fully fenced in with a wire fence running along the back that is owned by the City of Barrie," she said. "This fence borders a protected area where coyotes are prevalent." Forster, on a number of occasions, says she has spotted coyotes in her area, and has scared them away by smacking a shovel against the fence to make a loud sound. "Because of this, I went out in the backyard with my dog, Penny, a miniature pincher, and it was there when the attack happened," she said. With her dog just out of her range of vision, about 30 feet away and down a small hill at the back of the property, she heard her dog screaming. Julia Forster's dog, Penny, was attacked by a coyote in their backyard near Sunnydale Park in Barrie on December 15. Image supplied. "I ran over the top of the hill and saw my dog in the coyote's mouth," Forster said. "I charged at the coyote and screamed loudly and repeatedly, which made the coyote drop her, then turn around and hop back over the fence," she added. Fortunately, her dog was alive and only suffered surface-level skin injuries and no broken bones. "The vet said it looked like our dog was bitten about 10 times in the 5 to 7 seconds it took for me to rescue her," Forster said. "The fact she was present during the attack is concerning to her, as Forster said it's quite brazen for a coyote to hop the fence knowing she was nearby. The coyote would have been able to smell my presence. It was terrifying to see my dog in the coyote's mouth, but I'm grateful I could save her," she said. Forster said many people in her area around Sunnydale Park are concerned about walking their dogs on the sidewalk, such as on Lillian Crescent, due to coyotes stalking them. "I am not aware if one has been attacked in Barrie while walking on the sidewalk, but several people have told me about their pet being taken from their fenced-in backyards," she said. Just over a year ago, a pet owner had their small dog snatched up by a coyote and taken away in Sunnydale Park. The dog was never recovered and was presumed eaten. Forster said she has approached the City of Barrie in search of solutions, but was told over the phone the city cannot hire a trapper and that people need to learn to live with the wildlife. Forster, who said she's an environmentalist and studied environmental governance in university, agrees about living alongside wildlife, as they were here first. "However, there are methods to live harmoniously and not have to worry about my dog being attacked within my fenced backyard in my presence," she said. "What if it was a child?" One potential solution she said she floated was allowing residents to build a taller fence or adjust existing fences. "The City of Barrie said I cannot alter the fence in any way as it's city property. Adding barbed wire or a similar solution to our fence that runs along the side of the property that we own was confirmed by the city to be illegal due to the potential to hurt someone trying to climb our fence into our backyard," Forster said. "This does not align with what the Ministry of Natural Resources explained as the responsibility of the municipality," she said, in reference to a ministry website outlining rules for municipalities that want to use licensed hunters or trappers to control wild animal species within their boundaries. Forster believes raising fence heights is the way to go in controlling access of coyotes to backyards. "Could we increase the fence height bylaw, for example?" she asked. Forster said the city's maximum fence height is restricted to 6.5 feet, which she thinks a coyote can easily jump. City of Barrie spokesperson Scott LaMancha said there are no plans at this time to increase the fence height limit within the municipality. "There are educational signs in Sunnydale Park and the city has a web page dedicated to information about living with wildlife and coyotes and tips for residents," he told Barrie Today. La Mancha said people are encouraged to use walking bells or other noisemakers to ensure they are not quiet when moving through the forested area of the parks. People are also asked to stay on the trails. As a precaution, residents are reminded to secure garbage, supervise pets and remove attractants such as bird seed and other food sources that might draw wildlife, he added. Tips offered by the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry say if you encounter a coyote, it's best to keep your distance and the animal will most likely avoid you. But if you encounter an aggressive animal, the ministry says do not turn your back or run. Remain calm, stand tall, wave your hands, and make lots of noise while slowly backing away from them. If a coyote or any other wild animal poses an immediate threat or danger to public safety, call 911. Pets such as small dogs or cats can be seen as prey for the animals, and should not be left unattended outside. Always keep your dogs on a leash. Ministry tips on how to limit attracting coyotes to your property. Properly store and maintain garbage containers to help prevent coyotes from becoming a problem. Keep pet food indoors. Put garbage out the morning of a scheduled pickup. Use enclosed composting bins rather than exposed piles. Pick ripe fruit and seed from trees and remove fallen fruit from the ground. Protect vegetable gardens with heavy-duty garden fences or place vegetable plants in a greenhouse.